Hey, you guys, and welcome back to the show. I am DJ Lovely Laura. You guys, I'm tuned in over here and broadcasting live from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. You guys are tuned in to Hard Rock Radio Live, where the music doesn't suck. Well, I have a very special guest online with me right now, the incredibly sexy guitarist Robert Zarzo of the 80s rock band Hurricane. So let's see what's going on with Rob. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
How are you, DJ Lovely Laura? How are you?
Doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just enjoying the beautiful weather here in Los Angeles, California, with my dogs.
Oh, that sounds nice. We're finally cooling down a little bit, man. Those triple digits were killing us over here.
That's good. If you hear a dog in the background, that's a one that we rescued, my wife and I, and we rescued dogs from pounds and all that.
Oh, that's great. So how many do y'all have altogether?
Well, we had six. We found one in the street, so we found her a beautiful home. And then another one, we just got it adopted, so now we're down to four, but we're looking for a new one.
Well, that's a great cause. That's really great that you guys do that. So what's been going on, Robert? It's been so long. I've been trying to get you on the show, and everything seems to go wrong, but we got you on today. And I want to find out what you guys have been up to.
Well, we've been in the studio and producing a new CD for Hurricane, and we've been also doing some live shows. Our first show that we did, that was July 2nd, I believe, right. I had mentioned that to you. That was
about
the blues here in California, Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And then recently we did another headline show at the Key Club, and now we have another headlining show at the Whiskey Bar and Grill. Not the Whiskey Bar and Grill, the Whiskey A Go-Go. We have that for October 19th, and we go on, I think, about 11:15. It's a Wednesday night, and we're getting it. We're totally honored. We're getting inducted to the Rainbow Bar and Grill October 14th, and it's open to the public. That's a Friday at 6:30. Coming, October next month.
Right. What's going on out there at the Rainbow?
They're going to hang one of my guitars up there. It's a handcrafted, top of the line, James Tyler Variax by Line 6, and we're going to hang it in the main room up there, so it's going to be a big ceremony. So we're getting inducted in there. It's an honor because, I mean, I've been going there since the early 80s, and Hurricane has played the strip so many times back in the day, and we're still, we're doing it again. And so it's really cool. It's going to be a really great party. A lot of press, a lot of friends, fans. So I welcome everyone to come. It's open to the public and have some amazing food over there with Mario.
Ah, it sounds...
Yeah,
it sounds...
That's my favorite place, Laura. It really is. It's just a great vibe. See a lot of old friends there, new friends, and great food and drinks.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. So was it hard to let go of that guitar, Rob?
Is it hard for what?
To let go of that guitar that you're putting up there.
Yeah, they're going to hang it in the main room up there.
Right, but was it hard for you to let go of it? Is that one of your favorites that you have?
It's one of my favorites, but it's going to be in a great place, and it's a great guitar because it gets a lot of variations of sound. It's the newest technology that they have, and it's just starting to come out in the stores right now. And what it is, it's a guitar that has Seymour Duncan pickups, regular pickups. It looks like the Stratocaster body, but really cool, 24 frets. And then it also, so it has two pickups. So it's kind of like a Les Paul, kind of a Strat body. And then on the bridge, it has another series of two controllers. And you can detune the guitar to any tuning that you want. So if you want it for baritone, you can make it like a baritone guitar, drop C, drop D. I mean, you can change the tuning just by turning the knob, and it triggers fantastic, and it sounds just like a regular guitar. And you can build your own configuration of different guitars into the actual guitar by hooking it up through Line 6 or the computer. So it kind of is like the modules of a computer, but it also is a regular guitar. It's really easy to use once you get the concept of how to run it. it's really the best guitar in the studio because you can get a Strat, Les Paul, Vintage, and once you hook it up to the internet, you can build your own pickups, your own settings, your own configuration of a Patelli, your own Strat, whatever you want. Acoustic guitar, the other day we did a show I think it was called Sun City, and I didn't want to bring my acoustic guitar for that show, so I used my Variax James Tyler guitar, and it sounds beautiful acoustic guitar just by hitting the switch. It sounds like a 12 string. You know how over the edge I played the acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Andro and also Shao. I used it, and everybody in the band looking at me with a big smile, like, hey, that sounds great. So, yeah, it's a great live and studio guitar.
Yeah, I love the beginning of that song. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we're working on another one's called Innocent Girl. We just finished tracking it. And that one also has a really nice acoustic guitar. I did four acoustic guitars. I used a Crafter guitar that I'm playing now for acoustic. And I did four tracks of that through the whole song. And they're all, like, perfectly matched with each other. And, it's a really pretty song. It's a very nice, radio-friendly tune. It's kind of like a ballad, and the band performed it, you know, fantastic. I'm really, really happy with this band.
Well, you know, the ladies love the ballads, that's for sure. So what was it like, Rob, to get back out there? July 2nd, the first show. Tell me what it was like to get back out there.
Well, it was really an amazing rush because it's something that Tony and I, we've been talking about, we've been wanting to do. And we have never performed with Mike Hansen, our percussionist, and Andrew Freeman. So we've been doing the pre-production, the rehearsal. So everybody treats everything differently, you know, at rehearsal and live. And so when we went on, the lights went on, it was like magical. It was great. It was like, wow, this feels pretty good. And the audience loved it. It was a great reaction, and so it was great. I knew we had a good thing going. You know, the old Hurricane was great, and this new Hurricane is also great. So everybody loves everything about it: the vocals, the drumming, the guitar, the bass, and you know, it's cool. So we're just moving forward. We're going to release a new record. I also produced a song for a movie. It's called Guns, Girls, and Gambling. It's going to be out this fall, and Gary Oldman's in the movie Christmas Slater.
Nice name.
And Diane Cook. Yeah, great name, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Guns, Girls,
and Gambling. Yeah, and it's a spaghetti western. So Hurricane performed a cover of the Elvis Devil in Disguise. Remember that one?
I do.
Yeah, so that's a scene in the movie that Christmas Slater is in Vegas. And he's on stage, and he's trying to be a Elvis impersonator. And it's Hurricane singing, Andrew Freeman singing, and us playing. And it came out really well, so that's going to be out this fall.
All right. Sounds great. So new members in the band, you guys, who's the new members in the band now?
Well, Andrew Freeman, our vocalist, and he's been around the block. I mean, he was on tour with Offspring, and he met Mike Hansen. I get confused with the Hansons. It was a coincidence. He met, they met each other because they did an album with George Lynch, Lynch Mob.
Right.
So, Andrew sang the album and Mike played the drums. But yeah, Andrew's been around and he also plays guitar, so it's really nice and handy to have that on stage, and we're very compatible on stage playing. And Mike Hansen, I mean, guys, he's been, you know, he was in Hee Haw playing in the show when he was 11 because his father was a very well-known country guitar artist, and he's played with everybody, Paul Abdul, Steve Lukather, Steve Vai, George Lynch, I mean, you name it, he's been a session guy, a touring guy. So it's a band, you know, this Hurricane is a band, and everybody's, you know, doing their thing. So it's cool.
So you guys are playing, right? So you guys are playing some of the old stuff. But what is the new stuff like? Is it just like the older Hurricane, or is it something? What are you guys bringing to the table now?
It is like the older Hurricane. I mean, I'm still playing with the same voicings, the same attack as I did then. It's always Tony. So, you know, when Tony and I wrote the song Hurricane, which we're performing it live, we opened up the show once in a while with that one. I mean, Tony and I co-wrote that song together. That was the first song we wrote for Hurricane, and we didn't know Kelly or Jay then. So it kind of has that Aussie, this one has more of an Aussie, this version, more like Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin meet Aussie. And it's not like we're trying to change it, it's just the way it comes out. It's very groove-oriented, we jam, we're kind of like, we just play by feel. We improvise sometimes, we change things just to make it more fun, you know? It's not like we're structured like, okay, we're only going to play this way, you know, corporate. No. We're playing for fun. We're playing because we love to play, and that's how we're treating it now. So it sounds heavier now. And Andrew has a very Ronnie James Dio kind of voice growl, you know? He sings great.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to hear some of the new stuff. So when is this CD coming out, Rob?
Well, we're working on it. There's some labels in Europe. They're very into what we're doing. So it's just a part of the negotiations. I mean, we're just moving forward with the recordings. So we might redo one of the old songs that we never released from Hurricane. And we might do that one. We also worked on a cover, it's really came out really well, of a Queen song. And I don't want to say the title yet because we want to surprise everybody. But I produced that one, and everybody's like, wow, yeah, that could be a cool one. This is a really good song that we enjoy playing live as well. So it should be out, maybe around April.
April next year, huh? That long?
Yeah. Or even sooner than that. I mean, probably we'll have it done and mastered before that. But, you know, we'll be releasing maybe little bits here and there, you know, as releases. Because I'm trying to make every song to be a single. That's the way I like doing it. You know, I don't like album fillers.
Right. So,
Every song should be very, you know, strong and hooky.
So I'm surprised you guys are working with a label. Most bands out there now aren't even doing that anymore. They're mixing and mastering, they're producing themselves. Why do you guys want to take the label route?
Well, I mean, I'm producing it, we're performing it, we're writing it. So just like we did with Take What You Want, that was produced and put together, and then we shopped it. I always feel that way you have the artistic control when you do it, and then you give it to them. You know, it's probably the concept, everything is there, so they get the vision.
Right, great. Well, have you got a title for the CD yet? You guys been thinking about what you're going to call it?
Not yet. It's got to be something, I'll give you a hint, something based on the weather.
So it's going to be self-titled?
But one of the tracks, maybe, Don't Say You Love Me, and the other one, Innocent Girl.
Yeah. That's not me.
But it will not be called Innocent Girl, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So you guys are doing, when was your next show again? You said October 19th, is that correct?
October 19th, we'll be playing at the Whiskey A Go Go here on Sunset, California. And October 14th, that's when we're getting inducted to the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And we'll be there partying with everyone. So love for all of our friends to come down and fans. And, well, you guys are the ones that we don't know yet. They're fans, but then when we get to know them, they become friends. Yeah.
Exactly, of course. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right. The family just gets bigger, you know?
Big family, yeah. So you're going to be out at NAMM this coming up year, Rob? You're going to be out there promoting a little bit?
I'll be there with Line 6. I love working with Line 6, so I'll be there doing things with them. We may be also performing there. I can let you know as we get closer. We're working on that right now, so we'd like to, you know, do a show there during that whole week.
Sounds great. So tell the listeners out there a little bit about Zarzo Studio.
Zarzo Studio is mainly a production studio for films. So what I do is I produce music for other people, and I do mixes and compose for other people. So that's my private, you know, company that I'm doing right now. And also, I've been teaching guitar through Skype.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in guitar lessons.
Yeah, what's your name over there?
I'm sorry?
Do you just have Robert Zarzo as your screen name over there?
My screen name? No, I have it under something else. People can contact me if it's okay if I give my my email address over the radio.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, and if they're interested for that or production work, then you know, if they want to get produced, you can email me at Robert Sarzo, S-A-R-Z-O, and then S-R, like Sam and Roger, at gmail.com.
So it's Robert Sarzo at gmail.com? Robert Sarzo, S-R.
S-R.
Okay, there we go.
Like Sam and Roger?
Yep.
At gmail.com.
All right, that sounds great. And you guys are going to have your CD out in April. What are you looking for with the band? What are you looking to accomplish with the new Hurricane?
Well, what we're doing is playing out. We're looking to hook up on a tour right now. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's what we're working on. And also, as we tour, because I do in stores also, you know, with companies for Lion 6, or I represent Lion 6. So, again, if there's any music store out there that's interested while we're on tour, they can contact me at the same email. And we can try to, you know, coordinate, you know, the dates with our manager. So, we're planning to be, you know, on tour, mainly right after the CD comes out. That's when people want to, you know, they want you to get on a tour.
Right. Right. So, I know.
We've just been doing shows here in the West Coast, and we're going to, you know, keep expanding to Vegas, you know, San Diego, San Francisco.
And Texas.
Texas. Yeah, I love Texas. Rocking place.
So, I know your brother put out a book, so do you think that maybe, possibly in the future, you may do the same? Maybe a biography or something?
To do what, to say?
Do a book, like your brother. Your brother put out a book about the Ozzy Osbourne tour and stuff. Do you think that you may ever come out with something for the fans?
Yeah, I might just create a script. I'm really into films. And I have this treatment that I wanted to eventually develop into a screen. It's a horror movie, but it's crazy. So being black and white, if you like the Night of the Living Dead, you will like this one. So I already have the score in my head and the treatment, the storyline. So I don't know. I'd rather put it into film instead of just writing a book about myself. I mean,
right.
I'd rather write about things that pop in my head and I find that amusing. So I think that you'll probably get that before I would write a book. You know, a movie by Robert Sarzo.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd be watching that for sure.
It's crazy. I think, you know, people would probably like run out of the theater.
How bad is it?
And I'm also, you know, I did part of the scoring because I came in towards the middle of the post production for The Collector, and that's the writer of Saw. You know, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh yeah.
Marcus Dunstan. So I'm going to be working on the sequel of that called The Collection. And it's pretty nutty. it's really, if you like The Collector, yeah, and if you like the Saw movies, you're gonna like this one.
So you're really into horror films. What's your favorite horror film, Rob?
I don't fight with horror films, but that's what they're titled. But one of my old favorites, and it's not really a horror film, is the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I don't agree with, you know, things that were going on in the movie, but I just thought that the way it was filmed and edited and the scoring and the whole movement of the picture was brilliant. So, yeah, it's just, you know, horror films are just, you know, what it is. It's like going to an amusement ride, you know. That doesn't mean that that's your life. That's
right.
You. I don't have one favorite one, but I do. That one really stuck in my head. And The Night of the Living Dead, you know. So it's like, wow, it's crazy. I didn't see that one in Miami during matinee. And I think what was happening was I was in downtown Miami, and I saw this big crowd of people. And I'm like, why is there everybody there? And then the movie was gonna start, so I just walked into the movie theater by myself, and I bought a hot dog, and I sat there, and I started watching, and I couldn't even finish my hot dog. It was so crazy. It's all ahead of its time, you know? So, yeah, that movie I was talking about, I was a really young boy when I watched that. I was like, wow.
Can eat your hot dog.
Yeah. But, you know, they're working on horror films, you know, doing the music and scoring. It's kind of cool because you can step outside the box.
Right.
You don't have to, you know, you don't have to follow what everybody else has created as a template. You kind of just create your own instruments and your own sounds. And I do everything live, and I create it and then I bring it to the studio. I don't like to use samples of other people.
Maybe.
And create my own sounds.
Maybe do a little acting in the future. You ever thought about that?
Acting, that would be cool, but I like the post-production. I really like the, and also, you know, creating it. So, I'm really, I would love to do this film that I have in my head.
Yeah, could be one of the monsters.
I think it will make a... It will make a scene. I mean, it's kind of disturbing, but it could happen. So that's why it's kind of fun. It's like, just freak people out.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
No books in the works for right now. You know, I do keep diaries, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You keep diaries. That would be good to write some books about or whatever, what's going on or your past. All right.
Yeah. I've been doing it for, I was 20. You know, but, for live shows right now, I just want to talk real quick about my equipment that I'm using right now. I'm so excited about it.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons I really love playing guitar. I'm using a DT50. It's a Line 6 Bachner 2-band. And it's a DT, like Dog and Tom, 50. And I would say that's probably one of the coolest amps I've played since I used to own a old plexiglass back in the 80s that was modified by Jose. And Jose was the gentleman that modified the amplifiers here in town for Eddie Van Halen, Randy Rose, George Slish, myself, Carlos Cavazo. I mean, he did all the cool mods, and I had a plexiglass, which was really old. You know, guitar players know which one that is. And this amp right out of the box has that sound. You don't have to modify it or nothing. It is like the greatest amp I've ever played.
Wow.
So it really makes it fun to be on stage and play, and anything that you think of when you want to hit a harmonic or sustaining of a note, and you go for it and you do it, and it delivers exactly, super fast, exactly what you want to do. It's like, it's a blast. It's rush to be able to do that. So.
What's the name of it again?
It's a Line 6 DT50.
DT50, all right. You guys heard that.
If you guys want an amplifier that gets all the sounds, got EO34, 12AX7, and the preamp stage is Line 6, but it's a Bachner power amp stage. But, you know, they work together with Line 6. That thing is a monster. It's the greatest amp I ever played with, and still playing through it. It's brand new.
Awesome. You guys heard it straight from the mouth of guitarist Robert Sarsa. You got anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here, Rob?
Sure. I'd like to talk about my dogs.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I said enough talking about my dogs, yeah.
Well, you are...
I just want, you know, to mention to everyone that if you see a dog roaming around your neighborhood, and pick them up, try to help them, because a lot of people, unfortunately, are loose with their homes right now, and they're abandoning their dogs, and
right.
A lot of dogs out there need homes. Don't adopt you know, adopt them. Don't buy them from a store, because most of them come from a puppy mill.
Right.
And they really torture those dogs just for the money. So I do a lot of events with shelters, and I walk dogs here at the shelters, because they need to be walked, and they need to be adopted.
Right.
If you want a puppy, you want a dog, there's all kinds of dogs. Please adopt one, you know, because they need a home, too.
Aw, what a sweetheart, Rob. Well, you're looking and sounding better than ever, Rob. I wish you guys the best of luck with the new CD. Once again, you remember, if you want to contact Robert Zarzo for guitar lessons over there on Skype or production work, you can email him at robertzarzosr@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, the new CD is coming out April 2012, maybe sooner, I hope. So, Rob?
Yeah, well, we'll probably be releasing singles here and there, but the full-on CD, yeah, I'm estimating around that time. I'll let you know.
All right, sounds great, Rob. Thanks for coming on. Hopefully, I will be able to get out to L.A. sometime and surprise you at one of the shows.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right, Rob, thanks again, man. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure is mine. You all rock out. Have a great week here.
All right, hold on just a second. All right, you guys, we're going to kick it with some more Hurricane. This is Take What You Want.